Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. Life Lock. One of the fastest growing, most profitable investment ventures in today's economy is anything having anything to do with security. You couldn't have lost money in the last 20 years if you invested in storage or security. National security, personal security, home security, financial security, internet security. The dangers of this world seem to be breathing hotter and closer down our necks. Any offering that promises to cool that threat down is welcomed with open arms and wallets. We gladly invest in LifeLock and Life Alert and Alert Life, hoping to safeguard both our physical and fiscal lives. Instead of scripted shows by the Blue Angels at air shows, we are sending long-range, spontaneous shows of strength in the form of stealth bombers over South Korean airspace, which offends North Korea. We have apps on our smartphones that enable us to watch our front doors at home and our back doors at work, to turn on our lights and turn off our heat, to be on guard and on point, even when we are off site. We are desperately trying to contain the chaos of the cosmos. In John's Gospel, Jesus' first appearance to his disciples is when he comes to them behind closed, locked doors. Despite the vision of the empty tomb, despite the version of the resurrected Jesus, Mary Magdalene had reported to them, the disciples were still shuttered and shuddering, clamped down and closed off from a threatening world. Then Jesus blasts through their ADT security system, blows out their life lock, and suddenly stands in their midst. This Easter season, have you allowed Jesus to blow through all of your security systems and live in your heart? Jesus didn't say, "I am finished." He said, "It is finished." Jesus was just getting started. Share today's good news, www.treatsforthesoul.org, and do listen to my podcast.